This is the very beginning of the day. Me and a couple buddies were walking to our first period, and I got stopped in the hallway by a teacher that I haven't seen at the school before. And she was telling me to put on a mask, and I just kept walking. She got up closer to me and asked if I thought I was being funny and told me that I needed to wear a mask to go to class. And so I turned around. I told her, I was like, this isn't funny at all to me.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A scheduled House of Representatives vote on Thursday on a bipartisan infrastructure package that the Senate passed last month is poised to fail despite Democrats controlling both chambers. Democrats, who describe themselves as progressive, oppose approving the bill unless there's a vote first that approves a $3.5 trillion budget package. Since that has not happened, they say there's not enough votes for the infrastructure legislation just one day before the vote. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
Any showers taper off tonight. They're going down to a slim chance for the overnight. Morning lows will drop 70s. So there may be a patch of fog in the morning. Throughout the day tomorrow, a round or two of the storms and showers on the return. One or two heavy downpours associated with them. Our highs for the day tomorrow, probably around the middle 80s. Rain-cooled spots, low 80s. High pressure building in stronger Friday through Sunday. Each day partly cloudy, each day less rain chance, a little more heat in the middle and upper 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
The Gulf Coast Stamp Club will have its Fall 2021 Stamp and Postcard Show Friday, October 1st, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. Saturday, October 2nd, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. at the St. Martin Community Center, Lemoyne Boulevard, I-10 Exit 50, St. Martin, Mississippi. Free and open to the public, there's free parking available too. Fall 2021 Stamp and Postcard Show, sponsored by the Gulf Coast Stamp Club. More info at thegulfcoaststampclub.org.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
In a world filled with darkness, America's beacon shines through.
And she's still a beacon, still a magnet for all who must have freedom.
The greatest country in the world, America stands for liberty and freedom for all her citizens. Join me, Bill Juno, on my new show, Let Freedom Ring, Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. here on WGSO 990 AM as we fight for America.
There is no other place to go.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, here we go. We're back at it. And Mike, how's it going tonight?
It's going good. Can't complain.
Well, like I always tell you, it doesn't help if you do. And yep. I'll tell you what, I know for a fact you are not doing as well as I am because thanks to the good folks at 7-3 Distillery who came by to see Tim today, I got a bottle of Bywater bourbon.
Wow, I have a glass of water next to me.
Well, good for you. But to be fair, you got a ticket to the Saints game today, so.
Yes, thank you.
And you know what? For those of you that aren't keeping score at home, Mike and I both had birthdays this month, and both of them were pretty crappy. I think I can go out on a ledge and say. Yes. However, you're not going to believe what happened.
What was it?
So only one of my birthday presents showed up. By the way, Mike's birthday present showed up immediately that I got him, which was a very nice autographed 8x10 of Joe Burrow.
Thank you very much for that. I love it.
However, none of mine showed up except for one. I'm actually wearing it right now. I got a new CM Punk shirt, but all the stuff that my wife got from Fanatics never showed up. So, you know, we've been checking, you know, we've had to temporarily move to another place, and we've, you know, been checking the mail there. Come to find out, she had it sent to our old place on Carrollton.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, here's where it gets amazing. So she actually drove over there today, if nothing else, to leave a letter for the people that live in our old apartment. And lo and behold, you're not going to believe it, but they were there. The packages were there on the porch still.
Wow.
And it was delivered like 3 weeks ago. So much so, like the letters and numbers had faded on the packages. But, so when I get home, wow. I get my birthday presents. How about that?
Yay. Birthday got a little bit better.
Yeah, not too bad. It's not been a bad day. Bywater bourbon, yeah. Birthday presents, Cardinal game coming on later tonight. Not bad. Going for 18 in a row. And we'll talk more. And we are going to talk about the Cardinals tonight. So I think it's only proper since they've done something that no National League team has done since 1935. So, but the big news of the day is Crew of Boo's coming. There's going to be a parade in New Orleans. How about that?
Oh, my goodness. It's amazing.
Now, you know, the only thing that I, you know, and I'm happy that it's happening. I don't get the logistics of it, because the only caveat to the whole deal is that proof of vaccination or a proof of a negative COVID test will be required in order to participate in the parade. Meaning that if you're in the parade and you're doing the throws, you have to be vaccinated or proof of a negative test. But is that really the issue? Wouldn't it be
what about the thousands of people on the street?
That's what I thought. Right. But whatever. I think at this point it should just be a free for all. You know, if you don't want to get vaccinated, then don't. If you do, then do. But you know, don't cry for me, Argentina, whenever you know, you get sick. That's the only thing I can say. But all good news, the parade's gonna take place Saturday, October 23rd. It's going to start at 6:30 is when it's going to start rolling. And this is all steps towards Mardi Gras happening next year, which I think we could all say that we need. And I can I can almost imagine that this is going to be like Mardi Gras.
Yeah, first parade in 2 years or whatever it's been. So, yeah, I would have to agree with you.
Yeah. I can't wait. And you know, the last couple times we went, it seemed like it was the same floats and all that, but you know, I don't really care. I will be there.
Yeah. I just want to go to a parade.
Right. That's it. I want some throws. They're probably going to be the throws that you were going to get during Mardi Gras, but that's okay too. Don't care. It's all good. And I'm glad to see it coming, and I'm glad to see it happening. I hope it's not like everything else in 2021, where yes, it's going to happen, yes, it's going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was very dramatic.
What?
That was a very emphasized sigh, but
I didn't even realize I did it.
Yeah. So, but yeah, all good news on that front. We're going to talk about the Saints coming up here in the next segment, but it was a good weekend. LSU won.
Yes.
Saints LSU. Won.
Yep. Both teams looked a lot better, which I'm very happy about. And we'll get to that more later, obviously. But, yep, I was much happier than I expected to be this weekend.
Well, good. All right. Well, let's take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll get into the Saints, and we'll recap the game, and we'll talk about the injury report for this weekend also. So stay right here. We'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show after this.
Did the winter weather leave your windows looking gloomy? Let the summer sun glisten on your freshly washed windows. Call Window Genie, where we have a streak-free guarantee, at 504-264-5811 on the South Shore and 985-826-4200 for the North Shore office.
I'm Jean McCleskey.
And I'm Steve Espinosa. We are your local Window Genie owners.
Window Genie, where we do windows and a whole lot more.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM every weekday from 4 until 5 on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us. The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
So join Major League Baseball and stand up to cancer.
As we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
I'm Jordana Brewster.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
I'm Matt Damon. And cancer has in some way touched all of us.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship. And you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
New Orleans Nightmare is back. Get ready for the most fun you've ever had getting scared. New Orleans Nightmare. For tickets and more info, go to NewOrleansNightmare.com.
I've seen what you call progress. Every warning sign ignored. And there's a muffled voice of reason, but we can't make out the words. And though the balance we struck was delicate, there was a sense of right and wrong. We tried to stem this flow with a tourniquet, but now the patience dead and gone. When we
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com. And, there was some other good news that came out of the out of City Hall today, too. And this bodes well for you and I this weekend. It's okay. We can tailgate. How about that?
Yes.
We don't even have to test each other for COVID. We can do it just willy-nilly.
All right. So when we walk up, we're not going to have to show them our L.A. wallet that shows that we're vaccinated?
Well, we will when we go to Champion Square, but just to park and tailgate? No, we don't have to do that. Like, I won't ask for yours. Maybe. No. I don't know. We'll see how much we drink. But who knows what we'll do. But no, we don't. Nobody's going to have to do that. Tailgating is okay again. It feels like, you know, we might be getting back to regular scheduled programming. Maybe.
Yeah. I hope so. I'm sick and tired of this stuff.
Me too. So let's talk about the Saints and how good of a game that was on Sunday.
Yeah.
So what
was a fun game to watch.
So what was your initial thoughts of the game?
My initial thought was that having 10 players and 8 coaches out against Carolina is mm-hmm. the reason that we lost so bad to Carolina. Carolina played great, yeah. But we may still have lost because of the way Carolina played, mm-hmm. but having all of those players and coaches out really made a big difference because this past weekend, the Saints were back to looking like they did the first week. And I really like seeing that.
Yeah. I expected a lot more from the Patriots defense. I thought we would have a little bit of a tougher time, but we didn't really seem to have much issue moving the ball up and down the field. Mac Jones, rookie quarterback for the Patriots, looked like a rookie quarterback. Just bottom line. The defense for the Saints were there. You know, we had C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Marshawn Lattimore. Most of the gang was there, and they were present, and it looked like, it's going to be different than what we're used to. You know, we talked about that all summer long. It's not going to be the same old Saints. Drew Brees picking teams apart and moving the ball down the field, and we rely on our offense. It's not. We're going to have to rely on our defense, and we've got a darn good defense. And they keep doing what they're doing. We're gonna be going places because when the offense gets healthy, goodness, there was a couple of times that if I were going to be critical, it would have been of Jameis holding the ball too long.
Yeah, I think he's afraid to, you know, he had a number of interceptions in the Carolina game. I think he was afraid of doing that. And so he was trying his best to find somebody that was open. So,
yeah, but that one, which by all means should have been an interception that he threw a touchdown on in the end zone to Marquez Callaway, it's okay. You know, sometimes, yeah, it works, but please don't ever do that again. Please don't ever do that again.
I like what Peyton said. He told him, after that play, when he got off the field, he told him, Coach, I was trying to throw the ball away. He said, if you're going to throw it away, you throw it away.
Right.
You know, don't throw it where they can get it. That's not throwing it away. That's throwing an interception. Well, one thing that I did think a little while after Callaway got that touchdown, his first NFL touchdown, it's like, in a way, it's kind of good that Michael Thomas is out right now because all these other players – all these relatively young players are all getting a whole lot of field time.
Sure.
So by the time Thomas gets back, it will, you know, it'll make for an even better team.
Right. I agree. The only downside was really Tron Armstead leaving the game early with an elbow injury. Good news is it doesn't look like he's going to be out for the season or anything like that. It was a little friendly fire with Tony Jones Jr. But you know, here's the thing, and I like Tron Armstead. You know, he actually comes from the same area I do. He comes from Metro East St. Louis. He's on the Illinois side, just like me. And I pull for the guy, and he's a great, a fantastic lineman. But man, does he not get hurt a lot?
Yeah,
you know,
I feel like he's been hurt every season.
It feels that way. You know, I don't believe any time in the last, since the Saints have been on their run for the last 4 years, this being the fifth season, has there not been a season where he didn't miss a little bit of time at least?
Yeah. He's like Leonard Fournette whenever he was at LSU. Mm. His ankle got hurt every year. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, when he got into the NFL as well, I think it's been a little while, but Yeah, he had ankle issues for his first few years in NFL too. That's I feel like that with Terron Armstead.
Yeah.
He's just always hurt somehow.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just bad luck or what, but please stop getting hurt, dude. We need you out there.
Absolutely. And
that's my advice to him.
Well, I'm sure he's going to take that to heart because it came from Mike Hansen on the Something to Say radio show. I'm sure he's listening in like he always does, and he's going to take that to heart.
Of course, he's our biggest fan.
Yep, and he's going to make sure that he stays healthy from here on out because he does not want to disappoint you. All right.
Well, thank you, Terron. I appreciate it.
So a little bit more on the injury report. Let's see. As of today, Terron Armstead, Eric McCoy, both were they both weren't present at practice, so no surprises, really. Jameis, apparently he's dealing with a little bit of a knee issue, and Marshawn Lattimore with his hand. Also were on the injury report, but they were also full participants. So that's good. We don't need to have Jameis hurt. Even though we're playing the Giants, we don't want to, as Patty said earlier today, we have a tendency to play down to player to teams, so we don't want to do that. And we don't want any excuses. But, you know, man, if I were going to be critical – again, I would say, you know, when Taysom comes into the game, I think everybody knows what's happening.
Yeah, of course.
That run, guard is not the deal.
Yeah. I off the top of my head, I can remember one time when they put him in and he passed, or he at least tried to pass. I don't remember if he completed the pass or not. But yeah, it's when he goes in there, it's going to be a quarterback sneak. I mean, it's not even a sneak anymore because every single person, people that live on the other side of the planet that don't watch football are the only people that don't even know what football is are the only people that don't know that he's going to try to run the ball.
Yeah. And you know what it's going to lead to? It's going to lead to him getting hurt.
Yep.
I mean, everybody sees it coming. And I don't know. I believe Coach Payton is one of the best play callers maybe ever. But. Man, we got to do something different. You know, Taysom's really good, and it's worked for 4 years now, but we got to do something else. You got to mix it up a little bit, make him guess. You know, my goodness, running, the two hole or whatever, every single time is not going to get it done. It just isn't. And you giggle on the two hole.
Sorry, I didn't realize I actually laughed out loud.
Yeah, you did. All right. Well, let's take a break, and we'll come back. We got some more NFL news to cover. We got some LSU news to cover, and we got some baseball news. By the way, it's Cardinal news. And we'll wrap things up with we might not have Hoosiers on the news, but I definitely found the Hoosier of the week. And what a piece of garbage this guy is. So we'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show after the news.
Bummed out there's no music festivals again this year? Well, you don't have to be, because Fallberg Private Wealth and AOS Interiors have partnered with the Funky Uncle to present a Funky Uncle Jazz Fest. The Funky Uncle Jazz Fest series will take place at Voodoo 2 Lounge at 330 Carondelet Street in the CBD on October 8th and 9th, and then again the following weekend on October 14th through the 16th. On October 8th, Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award recipient Leo Nocentelli of the Meters performs with special guests Big Chief Donald Harrison, Big Sam, Jamal Batiste, Bill the Buddha Dickens, Elise Testone, Stephen Perilou, Albert Margolis, and Dem Two Little Things. On October 9th, it's Jason Neville's Funky Soul Band with Big Chief John of the original Wild Chapatulas. For tickets and more information, go to www.funkyuncle.live so you can come get funky with us safely until the festivals return.
This is an important message on care for pets in hurricane areas from the Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A disaster like a hurricane can devastate the lives of pets as well as people, so you can expect the behavior of your pet to change. Normally quiet cats and dogs may become aggressive or defensive. Recovery may take from days to months. Here's how to help. Check your pet for injury. Be careful with your pet as it adjusts to its changed world. Downed power lines or debris may pose threats. Familiar sights, sounds, and smells may be gone. Let your pet have familiar toys and plenty of sleep. And to prevent its escape, release it only into an enclosed room or yard. If your pet was without food or water for an extended time, give it small amounts every few hours. And as soon as you can, let a veterinarian check it for dehydration. This message is brought to you by the Food and Drug Administration in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher. A Thibodaux man faces murder charges in the death of his 11-month-old daughter. Lafourche Parish Sheriff's Lieutenant Brennan Mathern says the remains of little Zabria Guidry were found in the rear cargo area of 26-year-old Jake Guidry's car. Mathern says it's not certain what the father had planned after he placed the infant in his SUV.
It's unclear at this time what his intentions were. We do know that the child was placed in the SUV sometime probably that afternoon. We're estimating around 3 p.m.
Guidry reportedly told officers he had hit the child too hard, causing her death. The mother of a Baton Rouge toddler whose body was found this week in rural Mississippi was seen being led away in handcuffs today. The woman's live-in boyfriend, Philip Gardner, has been charged in her death. At this time, BRPD's not saying what charge or charges the mother, Lanaya Cardwell, faces. The coroner rules the death a homicide. More on this as it develops. This is news on LRN.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. DraftKings is putting new customers in the center of the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Get in on the action now. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Feel the NFL action like never before with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. And the best part is you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings app now and use code LASports. This week, new customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Enter code LASports to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with your first deposit. That's code LASports. Only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Brought to you by the St. Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the St. Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at strockmarket.com.
As a realtor, I have used and recommended mortgage loan officer Scott Forte of Forte's team at Eustis Mortgage to many of my clients. Forte's team at Eustis Mortgage is top notch. Based out of New Orleans since 1956, Eustis Mortgage brings 65 years of experience. The Forte team is available to help you with your mortgage lending needs 7 days a week. Make sure to contact the Forte team at Eustis Mortgage for your next home loan purchase or refi. Apply at closings or my Forte.com. Hey.
right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO's 990 AM. There's some news out of Tampa Bay today. Mike, did you see that Richard Sherman got a job?
Yes, I did. He got a job.
It is a little surprising after, you know, his issues, we'll just say, over the summer. But,
You mean the one where he tried to run people over and then break into somebody's house? Is that the issues?
Yeah, I mean, you know, those things happen. And it was like on Tuesday night.
Well, now he's going to Florida where that kind of stuff happens all the time.
So. Well, you know, that's a good place. That's a good place. I think I have a Florida man story later. Yeah, that's what it is later, too. So, so good for him, you know, I guess. I don't know how much this really helps their secondary. It's all, you know, it all remains to be seen because he is what? Let's see. I'm sure it shows his age here somewhere. He's got to be.
Yeah, I think he's 32 or 33.
He's 33. I don't know. You know, if this was 7 years ago, I think that'd be like, oh, what a splash signing. But it's not. And even 4 years ago when he signed with the 49ers, I think that would have been a big deal. But I don't know. It seems like the Buccaneers are a team that, man, if this was 7 or 8 years ago, this would be like a dream team.
Yeah, the team would be unstoppable.
But, you know, they got beat by the Rams, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to buy in on the Rams right now. I'm still not sold that they're that good, because when Cooper Kupp is your best wide receiver, no.
And I've been debating, are they going to fall off a cliff later in the year, or is this going to be like the first year that Sean McVay got there? They went to the Super Bowl, and then with basically the same team, they've been crap ever since.
Yeah. Well, the way he reacted after they beat the Bucs on Sunday, you would have thought they won the Super Bowl. Or he did a lot of extracurricular activities prior to the game that really would make you excited. Because he was flexing and running and jumping. And, you know, sometimes you got to act like you've been there before also.
Yeah, really.
To that Richard Sherman going to the Bucks. Okay, I mean, to be fair, like, really, is it any different than Desmond Trufant signing with the Saints? Both have been all pros. Both have been some of the elite cornerbacks, but they're not right now. You know, it just is what it is. I don't think it's, I don't think it's that serious.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think, and I know Tampa Bay, like half of their team is hurt right now. So half of their defense, anyway.
Yeah.
So I guess they need warm bodies out on the field, basically. So why not sign a name that's big enough that even though he's not as good as it used to be, it gets you press, you know, it gets you media coverage.
Right. You know, I don't know. It just, to me, it's whatever. I don't think that makes them any better, any worse necessarily. It's number one, he's not going to be able to play for a couple of weeks or be effective at least for a couple of weeks. Chances are really good that it's going to be longer than that. So I just think it's really blah, you know, that's the best way I can put it. Blah. So one thing I want to talk about, though, that is not blah. And I'm going to let Patty play the clip because for those of you who are not keeping score at home, and most of you probably aren't because we don't have a baseball team. St. Louis Cardinals have won 17 in a row. And I know I'm going to jinx them. I know I'm jinxing them because I haven't talked about it. And they've won 17 in a row, clinched their playoff spot. And so they celebrated last night, which is also the kiss of death. So chances are real good tonight they don't win. But either way, what a hell of a run these guys have put on, because what's made it impressive is that on August 8th, they had a 1% chance of making the playoffs. 1% chance. And they ran off 17 in a row. And let's see, five of those have been against the team that's won the division.
Wow.
So I have a little clip from last night. It gives me the goosebumps.
The 0-1 lined into center. There's Bader. Has it. 17 consecutive wins. The run of 21. It's been historic, amazing, incredible. And now the St. Louis Cardinals are postseason bound.
Many said it was improbable. Others said impossible. These guys said, let's just go find out. A credit to them, a team that has come together and played their best baseball, some of the best baseball historically that we have ever seen at the right time. This has been one wild ride, Dan.
And to your credit, we've talked about it off the air, that you told me this, like, you know, whenever I was pissing and moaning a few months ago, like, oh, God, they're terrible. They're terrible. Can't hit, can't pitch. They walk everybody. They hit people all the time. Walking in runs. I think at this, I'm trying to remember, but I think they have walked in something like 33 or 34 runs on the season.
Wow.
Yeah, and then to the trade deadline, they went and did what the Cardinals do. They go dumpster diving, and they get a couple guys. You know, they got John Lester, who would have, again, talk about the Bucks. This would have been great also about 6 or 7 years ago. Jay Happ, also great about 6 or 7 years ago. Everybody's looking at each other like, what the hell is going on? This is not, are we just, you know, we're just giving it up this year? But it's worked. For whatever reason, that Cardinal magic, it works. And you told me, you're like, oh, they'll be in the playoffs because that's what the Cardinals do. It doesn't matter. They just end up there. And lo and behold, here they are. They ran off 17 in a row. 17 in a row.
When I saw that this morning, one of the first things I saw when I woke up, and I almost sent the article to you, but I was like, first off, BJ's already seen this, I'm sure. And second, I don't want to jinx them, but here we are jinxing them.
I know I'm doing it because they're going to have to, they need to lose.
They made it into the playoffs. That's good. It doesn't matter what they do from here on out.
You need to jinx them before the playoffs start. Cause I don't want that one game playoff being like, oh, they've ran off 22 in a row. Cause that's what it would be. I counted. They would win 22 in a row if they don't lose until the playoffs. So no, I don't want it to come down to that. I'd rather it just, let's lose one and let's, you know, pick up where we left off and keep going. But the thing is, like, wow, what I've seen out of this team is something I haven't seen in a long time. And anybody that loves baseball should be excited about something like this. The fact that this team, it's a St. Louis Cardinals. It's one of the greatest franchises in sports. And the fact that not only did they break their own franchise record, but they have moved into a different area where no National League team has ever done, it's impressive. And, and I watch it, and it's something different every night, and that's what it takes to win in baseball. You know, it's not you're just going to outslug everybody, hit home runs every night. They're stealing bases. They're manufacturing runs. It gives me that feeling again, and I'll be honest. 2006, they won the World Series. I was poo-pooing them in the middle of the year just like I was this team. 2011, I was poo-pooing this team just like I was this, you know. It's these teams that come out of nowhere and they just get on the run and then watch out. And your Astros, I believe, they're in, aren't they?
If they win tonight, then they clinch the division.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, what we can hope for is an Astros-Cardinals World Series, and you and I won't speak to each other for a week. We won't be able to do the show. Or if we do the show, it'll be very interesting.
Yes, it would.
But, you know, it's really – what they've done is really impressive. The fact that you've went from a 500 team for 6 months and then the last month of the season, nobody can stop you.
And I vaguely remember another St. Louis team that went through something very similar a few years ago.
Was that 2011?
Oh, no. I'm talking about the Blues.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
They were in last place in January and then won their first ever Stanley Cup.
Yeah. With us. Yeah, that's why we play Gloria.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, they're looking pretty good, too. They're 2-0 in the preseason, so, you know, that means everything.
All right.
But yeah, you know, it's amazing. And also, for all, you know, there was all those doubts of signing Nolan Arenado, and he's got these opt-out clauses, and now he has two of them. He has one after this year and one after next year. He's already said he's not opting out. This is where St. Louis is where he wants to be, and this is where he wants to play baseball. And, you know. He fits, and man, I had to take my moment of loving on the Cardinals because I pooed on them most of the year. I've been upset with them. You know that just as probably better than anybody.
Yeah.
But man, when they came together, they came together. And
yeah, yes, they did.
I'm very excited. You know, they played well against the Giants this year. They played well against the Dodgers. So. One of those two teams is who they're going to end up having to face. And, man, I would hate to be either one of those teams with a team that's hot like this, regardless if they, you know, if they lose a couple down the stretch, you know, in the next, what, 4 days, 5 days? I don't think that matters, really. I think that the playoffs are going to be really interesting again. And that's something that's kind of cool about baseball is I hate the one-game playoff game. Because, man, that's not indicative of anything. But,
yeah.
But, you know, it's the reason why they did it was because the wild card teams kept winning the World Series because they got hot at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So they try to throw a speed bump out there. But, you know, I think it's going to be a good ride. And I'm starting to feel those feelings like I was, you know, 10 years ago. But we'll talk about your Astros too next week whenever we start talking about playoff baseball.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Well, let's take a break and we'll come back.
Jack boots cracking on a polished floor. Redheads gathered at the liquor store. On a crystal night, everybody grab a torch to light. Everybody needs somebody. Join the party.
New Orleans Nightmare is back. Get ready for the most fun you've ever had getting scared. New Orleans Nightmare. Nightmare. For tickets and more info, go to NewOrleansNightmare.com.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street. Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best, specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
It's time to celebrate WGSO's 75th anniversary. Come to our big party Wednesday, October 13th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Crew of Tuck's Den, 4400 Washington Avenue in New Orleans. We'll be at Funky Uncle Live with Buku Groove, free food and drinks, along with a raffle for some great gifts. All proceeds will help WGSO and our 75 for 75 campaign. And the best part, that it's free. So come celebrate our 75th anniversary with your friends at WGSO.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
All right, welcome back, gang, to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. So, Mike, tell us about your thoughts on your LSU Tigers.
I think the score is not really indicative of the way that LSU played. Mm-hmm. I mean, first off, they need to start playing a full four quarters because
that's a great start, isn't it?
But yeah, I mean, they gave up 15 points in the fourth quarter, and that was not exactly the best thing in the world to do, obviously. But overall, they looked a lot better. The defense gave up. Allowed them to get a whole bunch of first downs. Third down tries, I guess, is what I'm trying to say here. They were 12 for 18 on third down conversions. And obviously that's a decent number, but allowing them to stay on the field long enough to be able to get 18 third down tries with the way that our defense was playing, that's not good. We need to get them off the field earlier than that, because that's 12 times that they converted it to a first down. You know, that's not good. That's not gonna work against Alabama or A&M or any other good teams. But you've seen a progression in the defense and then in the passing game, I guess. Some of both sides of the ball. You've seen that throughout the season, and I don't know why it's taken them so long to kind of gel as a team, but I'm happy to see it. I was a whole lot happier with this game than what I thought I was going to be. Now, we'll see how it goes whenever they're facing Auburn this weekend, because Auburn has a great defense, and so we'll see if what we can do against them. But overall, I'm happy with the progression that's been made.
Well, and yeah, Auburn is ranked number 22.
Mm-hmm.
So, and LSU is still outside the top 25, and I'm assuming it's because they haven't beaten anybody yet that's of note. But a win against Auburn, I think, can go a long way. I mean, at least get them crack in the top 25, right?
Yeah, and they actually did have a few votes. When the AP poll puts out their thing, they show who else got votes to be included in the top 25. Mm-hmm. And they got, I want to say, 24 votes. And so, I mean, that's obviously not going to get you into the top 25. But if 24 people already believe in them now, if they can beat Auburn, there will be a lot more than 24 people believing in them.
Yeah. Well, you know, hopefully they can continue on with the success, and that's what the deal is going to be. All right. Would you like to hear about the Hoosier of the week?
Yes, please. I always love this.
All right. Well, then we'll play the. Go ahead and play the intro, even though. I love the redneck sh**.
I'm one of the heroes.
Yeah. Can we talk to you? Do you mind?
What do you want to talk about?
All right. So this guy comes from Florida and is just, we would call this a Hoosier in St. Louis. This comes from Nokomis, Florida. And this is a Wachula man tattooed with swastikas and another racist symbol went on a tirade at a restaurant on Friday, proclaiming to be a white supremacist striking a female staff member. Nicholas Arnold Schock, 36, was arrested Friday afternoon and charged with battery and disturbing the peace. He's held in the Sarasota County Jail on $55,000 bail. His bond was raised after it was originally set at $620. That seems a lot. That kind of seems light, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes, it does.
for what he did. So in a video posted by a bystander on Facebook, he came into a restaurant and yelled, "I'm a white supremacist. The Aryan Nation will rule the world. People covered in tattoos will be my closest relatives. I promise you."
Okay.
Yeah. If that isn't Hoosier, I don't know what is. I mean, like, if you want to go with our true definition, that's what it is. Like, you know.
What about the black people that are covered in tattoos?
Well, he didn't think about that.
he didn't.
He also replied, "I don't care. Call Donald Trump." Do you know Donald Trump? If you don't know Donald Trump, I'm not going anywhere. I don't know what Donald Trump has to do with this man, but. But that's what he thought. But these are things. These are all attributes of what we call Hoosier. Except for, you know, Donald Trump, because that's never been a thing. Truthfully, it's just being a Hoosier is being a Hoosier. And this guy, he epitomizes. And I don't get it. But we got to go, so we'll play Gloria. And until next time, that's it.